y'all, it's Dalia, and I'm back. Jackie won't be on this episode, but don't worry, she will be back next episode, so chill out. But I have a surprise. We speak life advice with my own mama, or aka Mama San, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, well, hey, Mom.
Hello.
That's not how you greet me.
What do you want me to say? Hey, girl.
Hi, girl. We have a series of questions that we want to ask you, and we just want your very honest and candid answers. Is that okay?
That's great. That'll be fine.
Mama.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. All right. So I guess, so Jackie gave me a lot of questions to ask you. So I guess the first one, what is something beautiful you see every day, Mama?
Myself, when I look in the mirror.
How did I know you were going to say that? All right. What is one thing you wish you had known at the age of 21?
At the age of 21, I wish I had known, would have known to pay more attention to my credit.
Really?
Girl, yeah.
Why is that?
Because I learned down the road that it was harder to purchase things when you had a history of bad credit.
All right. What's your favorite color, and how does it make you feel?
I would say my favorite color would be brown. I don't know. I just like that color. It kind of makes me feel relaxed, so to speak. And I always feel like brown can go with like any color. You could always mix and match it.
What's one thing that you try to teach me and my sisters every day? Something that you always would like us to live by, I guess.
One thing that I always thought strongly about as being Black women and being tall Black women was to always have self-esteem, always walk with your shoulders up and your head up. Kids can be very cruel and they can always make you feel down or make you feel as like you're being bullied. And I just wanted you guys to know that being tall was always a gift, you know, and to just take that and roll with it, girl.
Yeah. Were you made fun of when you were little because you were tall?
I was. I kind of had low self-esteem. Nobody ever knew it. But I did have low self-esteem coming through school, being tall. But one day, God just reached out to me, girl. And I put on them high heel shoes. I've been walking ever since.
So how do you feel about yourself now?
Oh, I feel great about myself. I love myself. I really do.
And when you feel down, what do you tell yourself?
Say, I am something great. And it takes a lot to, you know, deal with being a tall woman, period. You know, so you have to give yourself your own self-esteem. And that's just one thing I did. And that's why I told you guys every day, you know, you and your sisters, that you were beautiful. You were somebody. Because I never wanted y'all to feel down on yourself.
All right. Okay. I see you, Terrell. I'll see you.
Look, well, you know.
All right. Anywho. So if you were to change your name, what name would you adopt and why?
If I could change my name for a day, I think I would name myself Simone.
Oh, my God, Mama. Mama, why would you name yourself Simone?
I think it's seductive, you know.
For those who don't know, Mom, can you explain to those what Simone is for those who don't know you?
I think Simone would be my alter ego. Simone is that person that puts on those 5-inch heels with the makeup on, with the bundles hanging long, 24 inches, and she's strutting.
All right.
Serving, girl, serving.
And how often does Simone come out, Mama?
I would say she comes out maybe once every couple of months. Mm-hmm. Simone getting old, girl.
And speaking of old, then, you know, if you were to choose an age, what age would you choose to stay forever and why?
I've always liked the age 28. Do you remember when I stayed 28 for 5 years?
Girl, I thought you were still 28, but I continue.
Because I think at the age of 28, you know, you still have time to figure out what you want to do in life.
But are you saying that you don't have time now, Mom?
I'm just saying, you know, my clock is ticking and I mean, I'm 40. I'm 40 and fabulous. But at the same time, I think there would have been some things that I would have done differently. And 28 gives me the opportunity to do those things and still have a long time period left.
One of my questions for you is, what is something that you teach us, your daughters and your nieces as well, and their friends, that you wish that grandma and papa would have taught you?
There you go. Was that sex is like something that was forbidden in my household to talk about. So I try to always have a sex talk relationship with you, your friends, your cousins, or whoever, because I just wanted y'all to know that sex is not a bad thing. Everybody does it. You know, just have to be responsible. And I've told y'all that. Be responsible and know what you're doing and who you're doing it with, because it could always come back on you, but never hide it. You know, if that's something that you wanted to engage in, to just be responsible.
Wow, that was a very grown-up answer, Mommy. I guess kind of coming off of that, you know, is that why you always embarrassed us whenever our friends came over or our cousins? Because even now, like, I feel like you speak very openly about sex. And sometimes I feel like, you know, you surprise me more than I've surprised myself. I am so serious.
I don't think that it was embarrassing. I think I just wanted you guys to be comfortable and just remain open about it, because some people, you know, feel like it's just a forbidden topic, and it's not.
Yeah. And did you ever have the sex talk when you were little with your mama?
Not at all. You don't even want to know what my mama told me.
No, I do. What did grandma tell you?
I cannot say.
Mama, what did she say?
She used to always say that if we even thought about, you know, having intercourse, that she would spank us with a bull netter. And that was the end of the subject. So I knew that I would not want prickly things in that area. So we just did not discuss it.
Oh, my Lord. All right. So, moving on. So, you know, the show is about being a Black Southern woman, and kind of navigating that space. Well, just like the South as one, and kind of like, yeah, I guess just navigating the South as a Black Southern woman. And what would you say is some of the best things about being a Black Southern woman, but some of the biggest challenges for us, especially since we're from a rural area?
I would say one of the biggest challenges that we have as Southern women is that a lot of people don't take to us, you know, in a nice way. They could be rude. I think that me as a Southern Black woman, I have strong roots, and that makes me be a very independent woman. And depending on, you know, who I'm speaking to or what I'm speaking about, a lot of people, you know, get insulted because they think that, you know, I'm actually being rude when I'm actually just speaking my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very, very quick as a Southern woman to speak my mind. I'm always being called country, you know, whenever I'm in the city because I have this drawl. But it's really something that I'm really passionate about, and I carry it, you know, with pride, because I think as an African-American Southern woman. You know, we're just strong with our roots. You know, we know how to cook. You can take me in the forest. I kill a coon. You'll never go hungry. I know how to fish, kill a snake. But a rat, nah, I'm going to run from a rat.
We know. Seen it several times.
But I'm very blessed, you know, to be raised, you know, in the South and in the country.
Yeah. You are one of my idols, right? Just kind of seeing you navigate this space as both a married woman and a single mom, and being able to provide for three young girls, even on your own, is very admirable. You know, is there anything that you wish that, you know, you could have gave us or provided for us? Or do you think that you wouldn't even change it? You know, do you think that we kind of learned from our experience?
Yeah, I don't think I would change anything. I think that, you know, you guys did learn from your experience, you know, and things that I have exposed you to. But most importantly, I'm glad that you ladies have learned to take care of your own. You know, I wanted you to know that even if something failed, you know, there's a way out of it. I always wanted y'all to be able to see a way out of situations. So I don't really regret, you know, anything that you guys were exposed to. I mean, I'm sure if we were millionaires, we would have problems too. So,
yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I would change was you girls fighting.
That's your fault. You raised, speaking of fighting, do you want to tell us about that?
Not me.
How you used to be a brawler out in the streets.
Hey, Dalia, now you talking too much.
They used to call you killer. They still call you killer.
No, they don't anymore. I've learned my lesson and I don't want to go to jail.
Well, we're getting kind of to the end of our interview. You know, if you could tell, if you were in a room full of girls, right? What would you tell the girls that you wish that somebody had told you whenever you were growing up, right? Because, you know, you always tell me not to stress out, right? Or you always tell me, you know, be patient, you know. What are some life lessons that you would tell young kids who are stressed out about things that you were stressed out about when you were younger, but, you know, aren't, they don't even matter anymore?
I would just say be the best you that you can be. You're never going to satisfy everyone, but long as you're satisfied within yourself, that's all that matters at the end of the day. And just keep pushing forward, you know, and be the best you that you could be.
Okay. What is your ultimate goal in life?
To marry Ice Cube. That's my ultimate goal.
Can we speak realistically here?
I don't know, D. It's kind of like a hard question because right now I just feel like I'm just living life, and wherever life takes me, that's just where I'll end up, you know?
Yeah. What was the single best realization you've ever had?
These are my kids. Nobody else is going to take care of them. So I need to get out here and do what I need to do.
Hold up. Were you slacking?
Never. Did you see me slacking?
I might have been too young to see you do anything.
Now, you know your mama was a beast, right?
Mama. Okay, so you're not about to get on here and cut up. All right. Who's your favorite child?
All of you are my favorite children at the moment that you need me the most.
All right. Really, Mom?
Yes.
If you could put us in order of ranking, what would the rank be?
I would think you all would be on the same number.
Okay.
One.
Okay, Sly. Okay, I see you, Sly. I see you. Can you tell us about your first job?
Oh. My first job was at Burger King at the age of 16. I worked in the drive-thru, and I tell you, it was It was a horrible experience, but I stayed there for 2 years.
What was
that? I'm just really not a people person.
Oh, I could never tell. And why? What is it about people that irritates you?
The different personalities. You know, people can be somewhat rude, you know, in the drive through, and you have to hold your tongue, you know, and give them their whopper.
Did you get
with a smile?
Did you get fired from Burger King or did you quit?
DeLeo, why you stirring in the pot?
So you did get fired, is what we
did. I did get fired.
Oh my God. Why did you get fired, Mom?
For fighting.
Oh my God. Who did you fight? Hold up. Who did you fight?
Aunt Sean's mother-in-law.
What was the fight over?
She touched my shoulder.
Who won?
I mean, she did go down with the fry rack.
Wow, why have you never told us this?
It's nothing to be proud of.
Oh, one of my last two questions. What do you do when you want to relax?
I'll pop a bottle of Stella Rosa Black. Kick my feet up and Netflix and chill.
All right. You got a boo to Netflix and chill with?
I do got a big papa.
Oh my God. Gross. Oh my God. Before we leave, can we talk about me walking in on you like 3 or 4 times?
That's because Dalia don't know how to knock before she enters a room.
No, that's because you frisky, and I shouldn't have to knock because I am your child. A child should not have to knock on her mother's door.
Well, you had to learn it from somewhere, girl.
Obviously, I didn't learn the first 3 times that I did it. So I just want to say that I am traumatized, and you owe me money for counseling.
I apologize.
Well, my last question, and we always ask each guest this question, Mother. How do you feel about Beyonce?
She all right.
That ain't what I heard, because when I bought you this ticket to On the Run 2, who called me?
No, don't get me wrong. I don't think Beyonce is God or she's the president, but I like her. I think she's a great entertainer, and I do enjoy watching her.
Then
I
who's a better entertainer than Beyonce to you?
I don't think there is one.
Exactly. That's all you needed right there. You're welcome. Okay, I'm here to guide you to the light, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I'm here. Well, all right, Mama. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with me.
You're very welcome.
We'll have you on again. I just want to let you know.
Okay, that's fine.
Is there anything that you want to leave the people with?
No.
Wow, no motivational words, no words of encouragement.
No.
Oh, okay, girl. Well, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode with my mama. No, you cannot follow her on the socials because that's weird. But if you want to submit your own life advice questions for her, just go ahead and email that to us at thetoandfropodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at thetoandfro. And remember that 2 is spelled like the number 2, not the word 2, if that makes sense. Anyway, and speaking of the socials, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Music by Honey Banks. Follow her on Twitter at Miss Chris Honey B. Also, remember to rate us wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, send us comments or suggestions for the show at thetoandfropodcast@gmail.com. And yes, you guys, Dalia does have something to leave the people with today. And that's to remember, a watched pot never boils. Thanks. Bye.